lagi sebelum ku datang. Jangan pergi, jangan, jangan pergi.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Australia's support for Indonesia's accession to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Get the details about this with VOI reporter Andy Romdoni.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Thursday expressed Australia's support for Indonesia to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. He conveyed this in a joint press statement after meeting President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. Anthony Albanese said that Australia and Indonesia, together with all Pacific countries, share a commitment to maintaining peace in the region.
And I assure you, Mr. President, of Australia's support for your joining the OECD as well as your ascension to the CPTPP. Security is built on the sovereignty of every nation and for the rules that govern all nations. And all of us who have benefited from this framework share a responsibility to maintain it and strengthen it, so that the future of our region is shaped by shared opportunity and secured through collective responsibility.
On September 19, 2024, Indonesia officially sent an official letter of request to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. At that time, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia's membership in the CPTPP would not only provide benefits for Indonesia, but also for the CPTPP, which would open up new opportunities and deepen modern regional integration, including increasing economic integration with ASEAN. On the other hand, Indonesia is also undergoing the accession process at the OECD. In February 2025, Airlangga Hartarto announced the progress of Indonesia's accession process at the OECD and said that Indonesia was completing an initial cross-sector memorandum. This aims to harmonize a number of regulations with international standards, including anti-corruption regulations.
Indonesia focuses on resolving food problems to achieve food independence. This was conveyed by Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka at the closing of the 15th Islamic Community Congress in Medan, North Sumatra. In his speech, Gibran said the government had resolved food problems such as eradicating the fertilizer mafia and building dams. For the fertilizer problem, the vice president explained the government had cut 145 regulations that were difficult, while for dams, the government had budgeted 124 trillion rupiah to repair damaged dam irrigation.
Kita punya 53 bendungan baru.
We have 53 new dams, 45 of which can irrigate agricultural land, and there are also preparations, a budget of 12 trillion for the construction and repair of irrigation. So previously there were dams and others, but the irrigation was damaged. So this year we will repair all of them. There are 145 regulations have been cut. Overlapping regulations that make it difficult are simplified, especially for fertilizer. Because previously, if you meet farmers who complain about fertilizer, expensive fertilizer, no fertilizer, these regulations have been cut.
Ini regulasinya sudah dipangkas.
The vice president further explained, in order to achieve food independence, the government has also built a fair downstream ecosystem for agriculture and marine affairs involving farmers, livestock breeders, fishermen, fish farmers, and MSMEs. Gibran also emphasized the government cannot work alone and needs a joint movement from all components of society for the progress of the nation. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Today's Music Corner presents a song by Nabila Taqiya. Nabila Taqiya was born on November 21, 2005 in Banda Aceh,
began to be known since she became the runner-up of Indonesian Idol Season 12. At the beginning of her career in the music industry, Nabila released a winning song entitled Menghargai Kata Rindu, or Appreciate the Words Missing You. Now she is back with a single, Terpatah Terluka, or Torn in Pain, which was released on October 18, 2024. This song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Arsy Widianto, who are known for their romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Nabila Takia, entitled Terpatah Terluka.
Ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninjau. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the travelers. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Bachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagaryung Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver crafts in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. that Malacca is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. Listeners, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Lagi. Tapi ku merasa kau tidak. Kau selalu bertanya apa ku masih cinta.
Thank you. Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Soto Bongko. Located in Regency of West Java Province, is well known with its typical food called Tahu Sumedang. Tahu Sumedang or Sumedang tofu has small size without any ingredients, but it's very savory and delicious. Besides Tahu Sumedang, the Regency, which is located around 45 kilometers in the northeastern from Bandung, has various kinds of typical foods which should be tasted by tourists when they go to the city. One of them is called Soto Bongko. The name of Soto, Sroto, Sauto or Choto in Indonesian culinary is like soup which is made from meat, broth and vegetables. Different from other sotos, Soto Bongko contains of lontong in it. Lontong is the main dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of cylinder wrapped inside banana leaf. Bongko means big lump. Lontong for this soto is made in big size. Soto Bongko is usually served with lontong, boiling sprouts, pieces of tahu sumedang, and fried onion. All the ingredients of soto were watered with hot thick curry dressing. To add the flavor, you add sweet soy sauce in the serving. As the complimentary, Soto Bongko is served with emping and condiment for spicy sensation. Emping is a type of Indonesian chips, a bite snack, stack or crackers made from melinjo. To enjoy Soto Bongko, please come to Sumedang, West Java. You will be easy to find soto in some places in Sumedang. Usually, this soto is sold for breakfast or lunch. The price is relatively cheap, only around 50,000 rupiah until 25,000 rupiah for each portion. So that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa-rasa sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu runtuhkan angkuhnya dinding hati goyahkan mata sepiku dinginku
pertama di hidupku manusia lain memelukku lembaran foto hitam putih aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku kalian berada ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah kau melukis aku lembaran foto hitam putih kembali
teringat malamku hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelah. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes. Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsad, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream. Because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari Jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Hanyalah dialah.
Thank you for still joining us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, electric vehicle is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
Well, listener, get the details about the interview on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, the rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa, or when the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet, means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!
Rotan sudah putus, rapuntus ujung dua, dua bakudapa, rotan.
do.